your coming applause from God. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says, therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. Never forget that Paul teaches us in Ephesians 2:10 that we are God's workmanship, his achievement, his handiwork. The great, wise, and mighty God of the universe is steadily at work in your life. You are his work. He began the work. He will finish it. This was Paul's confidence. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6 says, having been confident of this very thing, that he who did begin in you a good work will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. This is not your own efforts, but God's faithfulness that carries out this work in you to its completion. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is he who is calling you, who will be doing it also. We don't walk by sight. Things are not as they appear. The divine work in our lives will culminate in every man having the praise and applause of God. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says, then shall every man have praise of God. Or as a concordance says, then applause will be coming to each one from God. This means that one day God will praise and applaud you. How could it be otherwise? For after all, you are his workmanship. If it is true that God made you, and that you have not made yourself, if it's true that he began the work in you and will complete it, then why do you fret so? Why are you so anxious and troubled? Why are you so full of care, frustration, and discouragement? After all, is he not God? Is he not in charge? Is not he the creator and you his creature? Rest in the peace of this wonderful truth.